me Kansas City. I'm the new Berlin Wall. Try to tear me down. I was born on the other side of a town ripped in two. I made it over the great divide. Now I'm coming for you. Enemies, adversaries, they're trying to tear me down. You want me dead, I tell you. They're trying to tear me down. From the pit. Now everyone wanna take a second to parade me. Let you be a pit. Enemies, now a series. They're trying to tear me down. You want me, baby, I'm dare you. Trying to tear me down.
A wall was erected down the middle of the city of Berlin. The world was divided by a cold war, and the Berlin Wall was the most hated symbol of that divide. Reviled, graffitied, spit upon, we thought the wall would stand forever. And now that it's gone, we don't know who we are anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, head biggest like that wall, standing before you in a divide between East and West. Slavery and freedom, man and woman, top and bottom, and you can try and tear her down. But before you do, you must remember one thing!
Hey. Ain't much of a difference between a bridge and a wall. Well, I'll be right in the middle of it. Wow!
Hello. Where is everybody?
Out.
Out? Were you in such a mood? I have been having the most wonderful time with... Do you remember that 45-year-old divorcee with the hair and the mean look? Well, she came up to me after the show, and I thought, this lady wants a piece of me. So I didn't, you know what to do. I was alone. I had nothing in my hand. I was going to go for the eyes. She came at me from both sides somehow, and she just gave me a fucking hug. She gave me a fucking hug. You fucking beat that. She also got a few drinks out of it as well, which was not bad.
Welcome to those ambassadors of Eastern Bloc Rock, the Angry Inch. Here they are, isn't it? And my man Friday through Thursday.
Yeah. Yitzhak, ladies and gentlemen, there's no need, there's none. Also very talented and so very lucky to be here. Right, boys?
Yes, Mrs. Hedwig.
Look out, guys, immigration!
I've got their passports right here. Ladies and gentlemen, do you like the pelt? I want you to be honest, because some bitch stopped me on the way in.
What poor unfortunate creature had to die for you to wear that?
My Aunt Trudy, I replied, just walked away.
Walked away, ladies and gentlemen. What?
Can we discuss
yes,
what
you
now?
Can. Yeah.
I am thrilled. You could join me for the fabulous first night of the St. Louis leg of my world tour. And when it comes to huge openings, a lot of people think of me. Many more of you, though, have only recently become aware of me. Yeah, it took a character assassination piece like this to make you finally pay attention. But now you're interested, huh? Intrigued, even? How did some slip of a girly boy from Communist East Berlin become the internationally ignored song stylist barely standing before you? That's what I want to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to talk about sudden, undeserved commercial success. I don't want to talk about betrayal. I don't want to talk about my lawsuit against a certain rock and roll icon, Tommy Gnosis, who by some freak coincidence is performing right next door at Busch Stadium.
And to whom I taught everything he knows and has apparently forgotten about rock and roll.
Yes, this is Philistine.
Yep.
Manager of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. I've been... Inch, yep. Not itch.
Mm-hmm.
Let me speak to Brad, please. You know I've been holding for 24 minutes.
Yes,
okay. Yes, hi, Brad. This is Philistine. So what's going on with Bill Trotters? Well, I heard the entire chain's going under. Hold on. We can have a gig in any Bill Trotters nationwide with a 24-hour notice. And they know what kind of music we play? God, I love it. Okay, ciao.
People. Tomorrow is a travel day. It's a travel day for Tommy, so it's a travel day for us. Friday, Chicago. Tommy's at Soldier Field. And we're at Bilgewater's in the mall, down the street. And the next day, looks like he's... Well, basically, he's back on the bus.
Phyllis. Basically?
He's doing a record signing.
Why do you feel the need to lie to me?
Hedwig, please. Come. I don't think it's going to help our lawsuit if you continue to
if you present the appearance of stalking
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you know I don't like that word.
Yes, I know. Please listen to me. How about you don't talk to him and I get someone to steal a photo of you two together? Yes, you know some rag will run it. It will really help the lawsuit. Proves you two know each other. Please. Let me turn my jar. Please.
Okay.
I'm going to make some phone calls.
All right.
Okay, everybody. Betsky.
Ladies and gentlemen, I recently found my first diary, aged 2 through 6. It was fully illustrated. As I unrolled the pages, I realized that so many people have touched me on my way to the stage tonight. How can I say who touched me the most? My father, the American GI. Could it have been my East German mother?
You defender! Pervert! Victor! Get out! Get out! Go on! Go on! Vespasa! Vespasa!
Was still flat, and clouds made of fire, and mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling kegs. They had 2 sets of arms, they had 2 sets of legs, they had 2 faces peering out of 1 giant head. So they could watch all around them as they talked while they read, and they never knew nothing of love. It was before love. The origin of love.
The origin of love.
The origin of love.
The origin of love.
Now there were 3 sexes, then one that looked like 2 men glued up back to back. They called the children of the sun. And similar in shape and girth was the children of the earth. They would look like 2 girls rolled up in one. And the children of the moon was like a fork shoved on a spoon. They were spot sun, part earth, part daughter, part sun. Now the gods grew quite scared of our strength and defiance, and Thor said, I'm gonna kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants. But the Zeus said, no, you better make me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs and the lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts, he let out a laugh, said I'll split them right down the middle, gonna cut them right up in half. In the storm clouds gathered above into great balls of fire. And then fire. time I saw you, we just split in two. You was looking at me, I was looking at you. You had a way so familiar, I could not recognize, cause you had blood on your face. I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul was the same as the one down in mine. That's the pain. It is clear that I must find my other half, but is it a he or a she? What does this person look like? Identical to me? Or somehow complementary? Does my other half have what I don't? Did he get the looks, the luck, the love? Were we really separated forcibly, or did he just run off with the good stuff? Or did I? Will this person embarrass me? What about sex? Is that how we put ourselves back together again? Or can two people actually become one again? I remember once when I was 6 years old, I was watching my favorite cartoon on American Forces Network, Jesus Was Good.
Jesus sagt aber die komischen Sachen.
Erwähn diesen Namen bloß nie mehr.
Aber ich darf hier uns versenden.
Da Hitler auch.
Hä?
Absoluter Macht verdirbt den Charakter.
Absolut.
Mach los, Susanne. Ist besser, mein Name.
In the year I was born, the wall went up. And many people decided to move west to freedom. Mother threw me into a wheelbarrow and headed east. The communists gave her a job teaching sculpture to limbless children. Most of my time was spent listening to American Forces Radio. Our apartment was so small, the mother made me play in the oven. Late at night, I would listen to the voices of the American masters. Tony Tennille, Debbie Boone, Anne Murray, who was actually a Canadian. Working in the American idiom. And then there were the crypto, homo, rockers, Lou Reed, Iggy Pop, David Bowie, who was actually an idiom, working in America and Canada.
These artists, they left as deep an impression on me as that oven rack did on my face. To be a young American in muskrat love, soft as an easy chair, not even the chair. I am, I said, have I never been mellow? And the colored girls sing. But never with the melody. How could I do it better than Tony or Lou? Hey, boy. Take a walk on the wild side. One day, in the late mid-80s, I was in my early late 20s. I had just been dismissed from university after delivering a brilliant lecture on the aggressive influence of German philosophy on rock and roll, entitled "You Can't Always Get What You Want." At 26, my academic career was over. I had never kissed a boy, and I was still sleeping with Mom. The search for my other half on my side of the wall had proved futile. Might he be found on the other, but how to get over, you know? People die trying. Such were the thoughts flooding my tiny head on the day that I was sunning myself in an old bomb crater I had discovered near the wall. I am naked, face down on a piece of broken church, inhaling a fragrant westerly breeze. My God, I deserve a break today.
Girl, I sure don't mean to annoy you. My name is Sergeant Luther Robinson.
My name is Hansel. Luther is silent for a moment as he stares at my little bishop in a turtleneck.
Hansel. Well, you must like candy.
I like gummy bears. Completely different from a gummy bear, yet somehow familiar. It's much sweeter than a gummy bear.
Wow.
And softer, too.
I feel so optimistic.
I suddenly recognize the flavor in my mouth. It's the taste of power.
Damn, Hansel. I can't believe you're not a girl. You're so fine. Why don't you take the whole bag?
He searches my face for news of his fate. His expression is echoed in scores of tiny faces pressing against clear plastic.
panting faces of every imaginable color, creed, and non-Aryan origin, fogging up the bag like the windows of a Polish bathhouse. I stumble naked through the ruins, back towards blander, less complicated confections, leaving in my wake a trail of rainbow carnage. Next day, Hansel follows the trail back, and on his way finds a Milky Way, a roll of Necco wafers, some pop rocks, and a giant-sized sugar daddy named Luther. I've got a sweet tooth, licorice drops and jelly rolls. Hey, sugar daddy, Hansel needs some sugar in his bowl. I'll lay out fine china on the linen and polish up the chrome. If you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home. Oh, the thrill of control, like the rush of rock and roll. It's the sweetest taste I've known. If you got some sugar, bring it home. Looks like we got some sugar daddies in the house. Give me a cavity, honey.
Formed a wildflower, get nectar for the queen.
I bet you could fill that cavity, sweetie.
And everything you bring me got me dripping like a honeycomb. If you've got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home. It's a car wash, ladies and gentlemen. What a thrill of control. Like a flip.
He loves me, Mama. And he wants to marry me. Get me the hell out of here. My camera, Hansel. It's a simple cut and paste job. We change the photo, and you can use my name, Hedwig Schmidt.
Not so simple, ladies. Baby, you know I love you. I'm always thinking of you. But I gotta marry you here, in East Berlin. And that means a full physical examination.
Well, let's see right away that I have a...
Oh, baby. To walk away, you gotta leave something behind. Am I right, Mrs. Schmidt?
I always thought so, Luther. To be free, one must give up a little part of oneself. And I know just the doctor to take it.
My 16th operation got botched. My guardian angel fell asleep on the watch. Now all I've got is a Barbie doll box. I've got an angry aunt.
I got long story short, when I woke up from the operation, I was bleeding down there. I was bleeding from the gash between my legs. It's my first day as a woman. Already it's that time of the month. But 2 days later, the hole closed up. The wound healed and I was left with a one-inch mound of flesh. Where my penis used to be, well, my vagina never was. It was a one-inch mound of flesh with a scar running down it like a sideways grimace on an eyeless face. It was just a little bar.
Wide open, and thousands are flooding into the western half of the city to celebrate their newfound freedom. The Berlin Wall has fallen, and the world will never be the same. The Germans are a patient people, and good things come to those who wait. Thank you.
like this. When the world's a bit amiss and the lights go down across the trailer park, I get down, I feel hot, feel on the verge of going mad, and then it's time to punch the clock. I put on some makeup, turn on the tape deck, and put the wig back on my head. Suddenly I'm Miss Midwest Midnight Checkout Queen until I head home and I put myself to bed. I look back on where I'm from, look at the woman I become, and the strangest things seem suddenly routine. I look up from my vermouth on the rocks, a gift wrap wig sitting on the box, a towering melody. I put on some makeup, some love and makeup.
And clouds nearby, mountains stretched up.
up to the sky, sometimes high.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was waiting for the phone company. God, is that his new single? Don't do it, sweetie. Please, please don't say anything to him today. If you do, he's got the power in him. What I mean, he's got the power. All we need is a snapshot. Then they'll know that you're responsible for some of the biggest hits of the millennium, and you will be so fucking rich. Damn, it's like the target was already inside. All right, everybody, stay right here. Hedvig. 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 Please don't say anything. Let me handle it. Hey, it's a Philistine party.
Who are you with?
We're A&R from A&M.
Actually, this is a private event. I'm sorry.
Private event?
Mm-hmm. As in, you're not on the list.
As in, find it.
I'm looking, and you know what? It's not here. Justin!
Looking where?
You know what? I don't think it's good.
Here's
my fucking brooch.
We're going to continue to shadow Tommy's tour. We're going to squeeze the local press. Now, I do not want to blow our wad on my E-Channel contact until we get to New York. It's all about New York, right? How do you know? I mean, I really thought about it. I think it's a bad idea, this photo op idea. I really
your idea.
I know, but I'm second-guessing myself now. I don't think she should have any personal contact with Tommy.
Well, I guess we disagree.
Well, honey, we do disagree, but please listen to me.
Did you put a bra in a dryer?
What?
Did you put a bra in a dryer?
Yes.
How many times do I have to tell you? You don't put a bra in a dryer! It works!
Please, it's a bra. You can have one of mine, please. Oh. I don't know why she did. You want to call home? You want to call home? Let me go. We'll find a friend. I know. It's all gonna work out, I promise you.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, the road is my home. My home, the road. And when I think about all the people I have come upon in my travels, I have to think about the people who have come upon me. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah!
From this milkless tit, you sucked the very business we call show. Okay. You want to know about Tommy Gnosis?
Yeah!
Okay, I'll tell you about Tommy Gnosis. After my divorce, I scraped by with babysitting gigs and odd jobs, mostly the jobs we call blow. You know, I had lost my job at the Base PX, and I had lost my gag reflex. You do the math. I sat for the baby of General Speck. You know, he was the commander of the nearby army fort, and his other son was, the artist formerly known as my butt boy. We're talking about Tommy Speck at this time. Tommy Speck was a 17-year-old, classic rock-loving, Dungeons and Dragons-obsessed Jesus freak with a fish on his truck. I found him incredibly hot.
I had recently returned to my first love of music. I had tried singing once back in Berlin. They threw tomatoes after the show. I had a nice salad. But newly motivated, I got myself a cheap electric piano and I found a couple of Korean sergeant's wives who churned out a mean rhythm section. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, both of you. That song was by Mr. Kurt Cobain. Now that kid's got a future, huh?
How about Quang Yi on guitar, ladies and gentlemen? Give it up, Quang Yi!
Give it up, Quang. You know, I'd like to take it down a little right now. What do you say, girls, huh? This is actually the first song I've ever written. And it's written for a guy to sing. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there tonight, a lot better than some of you would care to admit. And I know that a few of you kick some karaoke ass. So, if you're looking for your big breakout single, oh, you might want to put a bid on this one tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we are talking to Phil Collins's people, right? But then again, aren't we all?
You know the sun is in your eyes. And hurricanes and rain in black and cloudy skies. You're running up and down that hill. Turn it on and off at will. There's nothing here to thrill or bring you down. And as you've got no other choice, you know you can follow my voice through the dark turns and noise of this wicked little town. Fates are vicious and they're cruel. You learn too late, you used to wishes like a fool. And then you're someone you are not. Junction City ain't the spot. Remember Mrs. Lockton when she turned around. And if you've got no other choice, you know you can follow my voice through the dark turns and noises again.
Your show, that song, my dad gave me this guitar to apologize for being such a pathetic little dictator.
He sang me songs.
Classics.
The bands were new to me.
Yeah!
Boston, Kansas, America, Europe, Asia.
Travel exhausts me.
Where are you from, Hedwig?
I told him my story. From East Berlin. There was a big war.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
No, but I love his work.
You know, what he was saving us from was his fucking father. I mean, what kind of God creates Adam in his image and then pulls Eve out of him to keep him company? And then tells them not to eat from the tree of knowledge. I mean, he was so micromanaging. And so was Adam. But Eve. Eve just wanted to know shit. She took a bite of the apple. And she found out what was good and what was evil. And then she gave it to Adam. So he would know. Because they were in love. And that was good. They now knew. Hedwig, would you give me the apple?
The words falling from those lips. And his eyes. His irises were clear cylinders of surprising depth and emptiness. Only a few puddles of bluish pain sloshed around inside. Same blue as my eyes. At the time, Tommy's performance options were limited to the occasional guitar mass. I initiated a 6-month curriculum of rock history, lyrics, grooming, and vocal training. For his graduation present, I gave him his name, Tommy Gnosis, the Greek word for knowledge. We collaborated. Songs exploded out of us. Teenage girls started showing up. In 3 months, we were outgrossing monster trucks in Wichita. With that kind of money coming in, I was able to devote myself entirely to our career. We were very happy.
Honey, what is wrong?
My dad! His parents!
You're gonna blow my house down, honey. Can you? Just let it go, sweetie. Let it go. Oh, it's gone. I feel it. It's gone.
I am very much aware that we haven't kissed in all the months we've been together. In fact, he's maintained a near-perfect ignorance of the front of me.
Honey, honey, sweetie, you're choking me. Sweetie, take it easy. You want to work on that new song? Hmm?
the hit? When I finish trimming your eyebrows?
You drunk?
I'm not drunk. I'm enjoying a little, you know, a little rainwater and Everclear.
Look where you done.
What do you think? You think love lasts forever?
No, but this song does.
Don't knock a multi-platinum single.
Oh, when are you suddenly Mr. Commercial?
Well, I wish I could hit those notes.
She's been singing this song on a loop for 3 days. Seriously, Tom.
Yeah.
I believe love is immortal.
Look what you've done.
Fuck. I can't hear myself.
How is it immortal?
I don't know. Perhaps because love creates something that was not there before.
What? Like procreation?
Yeah, but not only.
What? Like recreation.
Dad, stop. You come in here crying and you want to recreate with me. Maybe just creation. Don't move.
Look what you've done. She was separated from him, that's when paradise was lost. So when she enters him again, paradise would be regained.
However you want it, honey, just kiss me while we do it.
What is that?
what I have to work with.
My mom's probably wondering where I am.
Such a fucking sissy! You are such a sissy! What are you afraid of?
What?
What are you afraid of? What?
I love you. I love you.
You love the front of me, honey. Love the...
Okay, boys. We are dry, we're spent, we're flat broke. Yeah, order the pizza.
Oh, pizza, hallelujah.
Chaka, what are you talking about? We can't afford a pizza? This is Manhattan. We can barely... Come on, Ann. We can barely afford this. Oh, we had to cancel the gig tonight because we can't fix the amps. What? No, I don't have any more money. Chaka, please.
I got it.
Yes, you did, and it's stunning. Fuck off, Hewis.
I got the part. I'm playing the role of Angel in Broadway Cruise's Polynesian Tour of Rent, so fuck you too, Miss Hedwig. I'm going to be a star. Big star. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, okay. I don't care. I don't care yet my passport. Fuck you! I'm going to Guam! And I want divorce. I want divorce from you. Mental cruelty, irreconcilable difference. I'm exhausted. Are you tired? You look tired. I think maybe we're just both very tired.
Cyrus?
No,
you just sang the Cyrus on that recording.
Cyrus the god.
There's no god called Cyrus, it's Osiris, it's an Egyptian god. Remember we read that book?
But we had two versions of that song.
Yeah, one version
no,
of
we
the
had
song,
two versions
and you
of that
fuck
song.
It up!
Maybe we could jam sometime. We could.
Took the good stuff and ran.
I got it all sewn up, but it raised up.
Yeah.
flat, and clouds made of fire, and mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling kegs. They had two sets of arms, they had two sets of legs, they had two faces peering out of one giant head, so they could watch all around them as they talked while they read. And they never knew nothing of love, it was before all. The origin of love, the origin of love. Now there was three sexes, then one that looked like two men glued up back to back. They called the children of the sun, and similar in shape and girth was the children of the earth. They looked like two girls rolled up in one. And the children of the moon was like a fork shoved on a spoon. They was Pazan, Pada, Padora, Pazan.
Everybody.
I put on some makeup, turn on the 8-track, I'm pulling the wig down from the shelf.